Proclamation number 7306 of 13th of March, 1959. My kingdom is not of this world. You will not be able to achieve spiritual success if your eyes are only turned towards the world, for everything that belongs to the world only serves the body's comfort, yet it harms rather than benefits the soul. The soul can only benefit from the kingdom which exists in contrast to the earthly world, from the kingdom of the spirit which belongs to me and therefore also only contains spiritual treasures which I want to distribute and whose beneficiaries will only ever be the soul but not the human being's body. My kingdom is not of this world. I have quite openly drawn a line, I have emphasized it, that my kingdom has nothing in common with this world because they are two entirely different kingdoms whose goods are thus desired and received by the soul or the body. Depending on the human being's will, who has to decide about it in earthly life? But the soul could assert itself with its desire, for just as the body expresses its desire so can the soul express its desire. And thus the stronger this desire is the more the will decide. But if the soul gives in, then the body retains the prerogative, and it fetches everything in the earthly world which seems desirable to it and which fills the human being's senses. And the soul then comes away empty-handed because it cannot register any satisfying or spiritual progress from those worldly things. But the soul's time is lost which was used to satisfy the body. There are two different kingdoms, my kingdom and the earthly world, and equally different are their goods, which are distributed according to desire. Imperishable the one and imperishable the other. And yet, it is mostly the latter which are desired. For they enfold the human being's senses and make his will weak. The spiritual goods, however, strengthen him if they are seriously desired and received only once. Then the willpower and the desire of the human being's heart will increase, and then the worldly goods will also lose their appeal. Then man is saved for time and eternity. But it is precisely the first steps into the spiritual kingdom that are so extremely difficult for the human being as long as the earthly world is still so tangible before his eyes and he can fulfill his wishes in it. But once this step into the spiritual kingdom is seriously taken, then the lights from the earthly world fade and the bright light from my kingdom begins to shine and spread ever brighter radiance. And then the soul will fetch light and strength for itself, and then it will want to return to the earthly realm less and less, although it still lives on earth, but it often dwells in my kingdom of light and bliss, for it receives treasures from this kingdom, which will no longer be lost to it, which will follow it into eternity. It matures during its earthly life because its strength constantly increases and it can work ever more diligently on its perfection, for it leaves the earthly world behind for the sake of my kingdom, which is not of this world. Amen.